Okay, in Klal Mem, we're up to Isyud Aleph. Till now are the introductory parts to Watz Basa Mechalav. Isyud Aleph is Simen Peches, a short sif, which deals with some of the harchakis of Basa Mechalav. Yud Aleph, Kivan de Basa Mechalav, what does it say in your
Chachmazam?
No, de Basar. If the kivan, what does it say? What? The basa, the word after that? Why does it say basa vichalav? Oh, you mean it's not basa vichalav, that's what bothered me. Came the basa vichalav mutter kolecha ve'echa b'fnei asma, I apologize. Now, it says basa and chalav are mutter separately, va'odam rogel behem tamid, and a person is used to having either meat or milk. Choshishu chachamim. The chazawa choshishim yushneim lefonav. He sits at the table and he's going to have both in front of him yoichel mishneim yachad. He'll eat both together in the same mouthful. V'loyoyt. El sha'apamim yiteh misadir ha'shulchan. Sometimes the person in charge of serving will make a mistake. Shitztarach lahalis ala shulchan lezeh baso lezeh gvina. The lady in the house is going to serve, and the husband wants fleishiks, and the son needs milachiks. So she's going to be serving both of them. You might make a mistake and put cheese or milk in the same klirishin that in which you put basa. Nimsin is special yachad. Basa min ha-tayra. It's going to be ever in a deraisa. The king goes to chazal. The aser lahalis ala shulchan basa v'givina ka'achas. Therefore, Chazal v'gayza that you're not allowed to place upon the table meat and cheese together. So this is the gezeira. Now, before I go any further, there is a little bit of confusion here. What's the reason you're not allowed to have them both on the table? It's a gezeira that you might. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is a gezeira you might eat them together. That's the language of Shulchan Aruch. In other words, why can't you have meat and milk at the table at the same time? Because maybe you'll eat them together.
It's only
Durabanan. So the Taz says it's only Durabanan. Okay. The Gzair isn't you might eat them together. The Gzair is you may cook them together. You may cook them together. The Lashon is you might bring a Klirishon to the table.
What?
The reason is because you might bring a klirishin to the table. You might bring the serving. Today it's very rare that you bring the pot to the table, especially if there's a lady in the house. If it's just a husband at home, maybe he does. But now when the lady's around the house. So it's not so usual. But the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that you might eat the meat and milk together. The language of the Chachma Sadam, which fits with the Gemara, is you may cook them together. Now, the Agav Basa Behema, goes from Gama Filu al Basarayf. Once they made Xera on Basabayim, which is their ice, they made Xera on Basarayf. Avagav de Gama Chilosai, in the Elamid Rabbanan. Even though eating cooked poultry and milk together is only Rabbanan. Mekamakim loy plug Rabbanan. Okay, that's the Xera. Now, you have parentheses now. Umashakasa bishulchanar shal yavi la oichlam. The shulchanar's language, you shouldn't come to eat them. Vayin shal betas tumua. The Gemara mukhti tama kamash kasafti, the reason is you might cook them together. So the Gemara's lashon is not he may come to eat it, lahaloison ala shulchan. Lahaloison, so the Yad Avraham on the side of the Gemara of Shulchan Aruch says you can really translate it both ways. Lahaloison ala shulchan means bring it to the table. So, you're making gezeri, you may bring it to the table. It doesn't make sense. The issur is to put it on the table. So there is, you might bring a klirishon to the table. That's the pashtun.
You
may bring a klirishon, a hot thing. Truth is, that is, a klirishon cooks a dover gush, a hot steak, something that's hot and it's a solid, retains its heat better than a liquid. So really, even if it's not in a klirishon, if you put a steak in a klisheni, and somebody were to put milk or butter on it, it would still be cooking minatayim. A Shabbos would be a shulton. The halacha is that what's the mitzvah in a klirishon a klisheni? We say tefanes mekareis. That means when you take hot water and you put it into a mug, you hold the mug takes the heat. Right? Sometimes you put it in a mug, you pour it out in a mug, and you touch the mug, you'll see the mug has a lot of heat in it. Shabbos, a lot of times you put the hot water in one mug, and then we pour it into the second. Do you ever hold the mug afterwards on a cold morning? It feels very good. It's nice and hot. Because the walls absorb heat. The walls take heat out of a liquid that's in it. The walls don't take the heat out of a solid that's in it the same way. So the liquid fills up the keli, you're shaking a solid. So when you put a solid food in a kli sheni, it retains its heat better. It's called dover gush. Gush, not English gush, but in Hebrew. Gimel vav shin, dover gush. A solid thing retains its heat. So when you have a solid piece of meat, a dover gush, if you put milk on it, you're even probably bishul basim b'cholov. So that's the gezeira that a person may come to cook basim b'cholov. I'd like to tell over, there was a Shana Rishaynidik in Yeshiva, a good friend of mine, whose wife put hot chicken on a china serving plate that was milchiks. They had gotten as a gift a set of two sets of chinas, and they made one milchiks and one fleishiks. So in our house, we our milchiks set is disposables. Nobody gave us china for milchiks. Maybe they did, and my kids broke it. I don't remember. So he asked Rav Palm what to do. So, I knew the guy's no chance. It was a hot dover gush straight out of the oven. He put it onto a china serving dish. What did Rav Palm tell him? He said, go ask Rav Bick. He said, your family has a shachis to Rav Moshe Bick. Go ask Rav Moshe Bick. So he said, okay. So I went to Rav Palm afterwards. I said, what's this business? I didn't say it quite that way, but I said, why such a complicated child? I have to send it to Rav Bick. So he said, look, it's a shalom bayis issue. They just got married. She's putting hot fleishiks on China. You can't kasha China. So Rabik is an ainikol of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He republished Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden holds glazed China is not bileya. It's not bileya, it's glazed. He said, let him better ask Rabik and get a heter, and they're better than to call shalom bayis. Yeah, of course. Pop the way to send it for a heter. So I think Rabbi told him not to use it for 24 hours or something like that. So, chickens throw up on him too, okay. Good. So you learn a little fifth Shulchan Aruch, when you have a little shemesh. But, getting back here, V'gozru, after the parentheses. Now, filu beis b'nei yodam ha-makirin zeh. If you have two friends, even normally they don't eat from each other. Asurim lechel al shulchan echad ze basav ze gvina. They're not eating at the same table, meat and milk. Elim kein also heker beneyem. So your husband and wife, you can't eat milk, it's some fleishiks. One person's having a bagel with cream cheese and one person's having a meat sandwich. You have to have a heker. Some reminder. Kimish kol echad yechel. Each one's eating on a separate tablecloth. Will you put an object between them, even a loaf of bread, a keli, a mashkin, or a pitcher, have a hekrim. Sometimes you don't want to have something that's obvious, so you use a bread, something that seems to belong on the table, to be a hekrim. Dimlaikain, if it's a pitcher that you're using, that's not a hacker, ain't kind of hacker. V'chein kol dover she'ein rogel anichay al ha-shulchan, any that you don't normally put on the table, k'gay menorah b'yayim, like a menorah, a lamp by day, havi hacker. What about on the plane? Could a husband and wife sitting next to each other, one eat milchiks and one eat fleishiks? On an airplane. One's eating milchiks, one's eating fleishiks. What? What tables? There's no tables. It's a little, really?
By the way, what
happens once one's eating a bagel, so you're not going to bite the other person's bagel. One is munching on milchik candy or something, chocolate. One's eating milchik chocolate and the other one's flesh, is eating flesh. So, no?
First of all, again, there's nothing more than hot number one, so it's only the one.
Yeah, but the gzera is really,
what?
The gzera is even if it's cold. Yeah,
I understand, but I'm just saying you want to be cautious. What happens, by the way, some people in a lot of homes, they put a placemat. If somebody's eating fleishiks, and everybody else is doing milchus.
Well, we just had that. If each one has a mappa for himself, it's mutter if they don't use that all the time. They only use it for milchus fleishes. So we have our kitchen tables always milchik, and for fleishes we have a placemat. That's a good hacker. On the airplane, you have to bring a placemat.
Yes, you have a tray.
By the trays, all look the same. When we fly, I don't know. I don't know how people take those trays from the stewardesses. What? Which they're disposable. The kosher comes with disposable trays. Yeah. Unless you fly first class, you know, then you get to, then you get different trays. But what? If you're watching two different movies, that's... All right. So on the plane, you think it's okay, or in the car? You don't gnash from each other in the car. You have a little console between you. One's eating milk, and one's eating flesh. Right.
Is it any worse than when somebody has a placemat and somebody doesn't have a placemat?
Yeah, so that's unusual, because you don't put placemats only when you're eating fleishes. But what happens is it's a normal way to eat, eating in the car together. That's how you, when you travel, that's how you eat in the car. Okay. But koshkenim, oichel bifnei atzmai, oyim bnei beisai, shetzarech heter. Hecker, I should say. Okay, because if he eats by himself, I don't know what that means, because he's eating by himself, he shouldn't have milchiks on the table. Why is he eating fleishiks? And certainly if he eats with members of his family, he needs to have a hecker. Vizar shaloyechlu bipasechad. Are you not supposed to use the same bread for milchiks and fleishiks? Now this doesn't mean if you have sliced bread in a basket, it means if you have a bread that each person's cutting from and handling. Falayishtu mekaisechad. And don't drink from the same because food sticks to it. When you're cutting a bread, that fleishiks on the table, mix on the table, will come into contact with it. It's interesting that if you keep the bread separate, then it doesn't become milchiks and fleishiks. If you have a separate leftover bread from a Shabbos meal, leftover chal, you know, take it. People want to take matzah Shabbos with a little cream cheese, so you know, do that. Bread that's on the fleishig table becomes fleishig. Unless you have a separate bread tray or bread basket for it. And then what you take, you don't put back. You know, whatever you take out, you take out. So then the bread stays parish. But otherwise, bread that could be, that's around the table, it has a dim fleishig. So it doesn't help if you know that it didn't touch flesh. It's a gzeira, chazal made a gzeira. That bread that's on the table for a fleishig meal, it has to be flesh.
People use egg salad, they put it together with chopped food, but let's say there's leftover egg salad, you can't use it for milk.
It depends. You know, in my house, Shabbos, we serve eggs. The table's still part of it at that moment. The table doesn't become flesh until the meat comes. That's so much chopped. Okay. All right. If you found the plate, I guess so. You have it on the same plate. No, they have scoops on the same plate. Now, v'chein tzrichin liyached kli shel melach l'chol echad. You have to have separate salt. Ki l'pomim matvilin ma'cholim b'melach. Because sometimes you dip the food into bread. V'zeh filo b'ena makir zeh zeh oser. The same salt you use no matter what. Now, I don't know about salt shakers. Salt shakers are different. You don't dip into salt shakers, but you do handle it. So, I don't know, I think, Pop says better to have separate salt shakers. Abu Beis v'rei Adam she...
The steam.
In theory, you can go through the holes and go into the salt. I guess so. If it's a behind, you think it gets hot inside the salt shaker? I guess it depends. What? I don't know, you gotta try it, don't... Abu Beis v'rei Adam she'ena makirin zeh. But two people don't know each other. You have a lunchroom and two people who are guests come by, or you have a cafeteria. We're not afraid they'll eat from each other. A Jew who has a coworker who's a non-Jew. Even if he may be his friend, he works with him. Zebasar kashav zebasar treifa. Given the Yisrael bottle tamim mitreifis lechashina, since the Yid is bottle from treifis with nachashish, So really, I think all this is known. The only sort of the jury is out type of shaila on this is what happens if you're not fleishig. You're not eating meat, but you're fleishig within 6 hours of meat. Let's say you come to shul, and you had your fleishig a supper, and you go downstairs for a daf, and the guy next to you is eating milchik, and you have cookies there, and he's got cookies, he'll say there's milchik stuff. And, now you're not eating meat right now, but you're fleishig. So the darkei tshuva is misupik, whether in such a case you make exams only while you're eating the meat, or even when you're still fleishig. Lamaisa, this is so many gezeiras, it's hard to stretch it. In other words, there's already so many gezeiras that you might eat from each other. You eat from each other, you can be eating meat and then milk, and they're not cooked together, you're just eating one next to the other one. So it's many gezeiras, so the assumption is that within 6 hours of flesh, you can still sit next to someone who's eating milchiks. You have to be careful not to eat his milchiks. But yet you can do it. Anyway, this is the rundown of this gezeirah to put things between you on the table if one person is eating fleishiks and one person is eating melachiks. Yud Beis, we're not going to learn the whole thing. Let's start the beginning of Yud Beis and we'll finish on Thursday. Oy gazur chazal shem ochel basar afil shel chai v'ayif sheni sur melamid rabbanan. If you ate meat, even poultry, that's the rule we call waiting 6 hours. The gezeira is you should not eat it until the next meal, the usual amount of time you wait for another meal. The question is, the different minhagim is, what's the next meal? Now listen to this. Nechlaku apayskin. Bepirish hadavar. Yeshayim them. Ratzalayim is van suda, ainu sheishos. That's the most familiar to us. 6 hours, bein b'kayis, bein b'chayrif. Do you wait 6 hours from meal to meal? What time do you breakfast? What time do you have breakfast? 7:30. It's less than 6 hours usually. Most people. But the Rambam said to eat 2 meals a day. If you eat 2 meals a day, then it's 6 hours. Anyway, the 6 hours comes from the assumption is a person eats breakfast, waits 6 hours, eats lunch, waits 6 hours, eats supper. So that's 6 hours. Hatam. Now, there's a machlokes why you have to wait 6 hours. Okay, there are 2 reasons. And he's going to explain both reasons. There are nafkaminas between them. Hatam lefisha habasar moitzi shuman umoyshech tam ad zman zeh. Meat tends to be fatty. And you have an aftertaste. You have a taste of up to 6 hours. Then it's totally digested. Did it ever happen to you that you have frankfurters or salami and you feel it more than 6 hours later? That you have franks or salami, you feel it more than 6 hours later? What? No? Well, you have it at night, you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning. And, No? Who eats franks and salami? They sell it in the stores.
That's right.
I don't know. The first reason is because it's my shechtam. Ulechena filo ein basa bein shinav tzarch lahamtin. See, there are 2 reasons. I'm going to come back to it. Let me just explain. There are 2 separate reasons that you have to wait 6 hours. One is because you might have meat stuck between your teeth. And one is because meat is moshech tam. It gives an aftertaste, and therefore you have to wait the full 6 hours to eat milk. The nafkamina is this. Let's say you have soup. Soup doesn't get stuck between your teeth. So according to the reason it gets stuck between your teeth, it wouldn't apply to soup. But according to the reason that it's moshech tam, it's still moshech tam. Now let's say someone chews meat and spits it out. So it's the reverse. There, the reason of stuck between your teeth you have, but Moshe Tam you don't have, because you didn't swallow it. So, that's the 2 nafkaminas. Nafkamina would be if someone takes soup in his mouth and spits it out, so that would be mutter no matter what. In yeshiva, I don't know why more in yeshiva than in the house, but in yeshiva, often people tell me, you know, I took one itsy bitsy bite of fleishiks for supper, and I don't like it, and my friends are going to the pizza store. Do I have to wait 6 hours? Oh, I have to wait a little bit. So when we learn by Rafar Basa Bechalov, he read as a Sefer Hafla on Basa Bechalov, on Yerodeya, and that's the only time I remember is here. Hafla says there's no shear. No matter how much you eat, there's no shear. Any amount you eat something, you swallow it, you have to wait 6 hours. So I just said, the reason of Shinaim still applies. Basa Bechalov, Shinaim, the Gezerim might be stuck between your teeth, still applies. If you're tasting liquid and spit it out, there's no problem. But solid, the reason still applies of Basa Bechalov, Shinaim. Okay, we're gonna pick up on this next time, because there are a couple of shalas to talk about. So we'll start your days again, we'll go through the two reasons again, on Thursday of Yitzhak Shinaim.